Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Mem Aleph, and we are opening the second column, Tzadi. It's a discussion of what is to Me'at and what is Nimshach. What is the concept of Nimshach and the concept of Me'at? Me'at means a little bit, literally translate. Nimshach means continue.
Benimshach Me'at.
Right. What is Kodim Kol Nimshach? When we are talking about...
Something pulls it down.
Continue.
What's on the cabal?
No. What is causes what's that the light goes down?
It. Yeah. That's
right.
What's on the cabal is pulling
right.
it down?
Yes, that's true. But how does it done in Sefirot? You pull right now. You pull. Yeah, there is a power in you called power of, out of the five powers that we have. It's called power of Hamoshech. You have a power of Hamoshech. You have a power called Moshech, attraction. It's called attractive. What is attractive? It's a power of two Moshech. So here it comes and it says,
that's right.
Al titay el faresh. Don't here discuss. Yes. Don't make a mistake. That shenimshach mi bemakom v'shetach asa shalom.
It's not in a place.
Hamakom v'shetach. Ze makom, ze shetach. מה שהוא מדבר פה זה לא מדבר על המקום בשטח. Okay. And we will see right now why it's difficult that the מקום בשטח does not allow me to see the what he is talking about. You will see right now, because now you have to see a picture that only בשכל, לא מקום ולא שטח. It cannot be on a paper. You cannot draw it. It's impossible to draw it. You draw it, you מתאה. You immediately miss it. He wants it that way. When you don't have Asaga, you don't have Asaga. If you don't have Asaga, how on the earth you're going to draw it? So don't make the temptation of drawing. Try to understand the definition. The word. The word is the structure, the energy. The word gives you the energy, not the picture. Picture is much weaker than the word. The word, the Hebrew word, is powerful, is capable. Okay, here it says,
Ela kol davar ha'olech u'mit'ave mechune ha'mehalech hazeh b'shem
ha'mahalach hazeh.
Hamshacha. Ela kol davar ha'olech u'mit'ave. Anything that is movement and thickening.
Now, what is mitave here?
We said ave. The more it goes aviut. Down, the thicker aviut.
Which is, what it is that it is more thicker?
Shinutzura.
Aviut brings Shinutzura. Now, therefore, if it gets Av, then there is a two concept. Av Vazach. Av Vazach. So it says, Mit'ave mechune ha'malach hazeh b'shem. This thick section is called b'shem hamshacha. This aspect of to leit'ave, it's called hamshacha. That means if you don't cause more of you, there is no continuity, there is no hamshacha.
Go down. The hamshacha makes it go down. The aviyut makes it go down.
What that means? That means your son has to be Yoter Av Mimcha. Otherwise, it's not going to continue.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So he says, "Zeh b'shem amshachah mimala lemata." From above to below. כי הזך נבחן שהוא למעלה והאב נבחן שהוא למטה. Now what is up and down in spirituality? Up is זך,
down
compared to this what it is above him is יותר אב. Okay? This is clear, this picture is right now clear, because now we're going to go through a different way of looking at all these things. And 99.999, they miss it here, and they get into trouble, and then stops seeing. It stops. Because this is the whole definition of how to see Sefirot. Why we call Gimel Rishonim Zayin Tachtonim. Why we are a concept of Zayin Tachtonim and we are not a concept of Gimel Rishonim. Our head, Gimel Rishonim, is in Bitul, not in Shevira. We read this on Shabbat.
Yes.
It's in Bitul. Bitul is different than Shevira.
Shevira, yes. Can never be Shevira by those.
Bidyuk. Now look at the Seten Sefirot has Gimel Rishonim. So you have to see part of it as a Bitul and part of it as a Shabu. That's not... How are you going to bring that to the picture? Even the biggest painter cannot paint that. It's not. You will see. That's why stay with the word. Word helps you.
Concepts.
The concept. The energy of the letters will take us through the etz, what we have to see. Otherwise, you take a picture of Etz Chaim and you draw the picture of Etz Chaim. Why they don't draw a picture of Etz Chaim? Yeah, they make a picture of a tree. That's funny. Now, ki kol hakarov beyoter el habichina dalet.
No, beze meshuar bekirbat.
Lemala, va'av nifchan shaul lemata, vezeu meshuar bekirbat atzura lebichina dalet. Okay. That means it all depends how much you are similar to Bechina Dalet. The more you become similar, the more you become Av. The more you go down, the more you become Av, the more you become more similar to Bechina Dalet, the more you're closer to Bechina Dalet. Bechina Dalet is the Omek.
And the Moshe Nitzura with Ein Sof.
And the Av Hafuch Ein Sof. And this is the paradox. You are taking the light down, and you only can get the light to continue if you only call something Yoter Av. If it's not Yoter Av, you cannot continue the light. And if you are interested in continuation of the light, you gotta become continuously Yoter Av.
כל הקרוב ביותר אל בחינת דלת נבחן לעבה יותר
לעבה יותר
לעבה יותר וכל הרחוק ממנה נבחן לזך יותר.
Okay.
Okay. ונמשך מעט פירושו שהלך ונתעבה מעט.
בדיוק. Later on, we see the word ma'at is that it's from the Ein Shemot, the Mem Tei Sha'arei Bina. That's how you get to Nun Sha'arei Bina.
The Ein Shemot?
Exactly.
I thought it was Ein Bet Shemot.
Ein is the goof.
Ein Bet, no? Ein Bet Shemot?
No. Shnei Edim, Al Pi Shnei Edim. Hashem Be'emet, Zeh Shivim.
Yesh Shnei Edim?
Yesh Shnei Edim.
Shema, Shemekim.
זוהר כותב זה העדים הם ישמעאל ויצחק, ישראל וישמעאל הם העדים, בגלל זה שניהם עושים ברית, אבל זה בלי פריאה, בלי דחייה.
זה בלי פריאה,
זה פריאה ודחייה ומציצה. Okay. Okay. Ve'inyan ha'amshacha azuhi. What is this concept of hamshacha, continuity?
Share bina, share. Memtet share bina.
Memtet share, that brings you to nun share bina. But memtet, you see, it says Israel got to memtet share tum'a in Mitzrayim.
Yeah. And
50 years is that's it. That's why it was bechipazon. Poof. Immediately. Come out. No more.
Yeah.
Coming to receiving the Torah was nun sharei bina, because petichad yam suf b'maza haya memtet sharei bina. Petichad yam suf. What's the petichad yam suf? Yam za bina. When the sea is covered with the water, you don't see what's going on under, do you? You don't know what's going on under the sea. So Hashem opened the water for you to see everything, whatever it is under the sea. That's Petichad Yam Suf. That's Petichad happens in our head.
Uh-huh.
That's Petichad.
It's the loot of dark.
Yeah, boom! You say, ah! I got it. That's Petichad. That's where it opens. Now, it says, keep on, let's go back here. העניין ההמשכה הזו היא כי בכל ספירה וספירה נמצאת עשר ספירות. It says, every ספירה that we have, every good, is consist of עשר ספירות of itself. שזה נבחן הם ספירות של עשר ספירות דעיגולים. והם בספירה של עשר ספירות דיושע. וכשיצאו עשר ספירות של ספירת הכתר, יצא מתחילה הקו בבחינת ג' הספירות הראשונות שלו. Now, we said the קו only נוגע לאינסוף. עיגולים do not נוגע לאינסוף. The קו comes as soon as the kav comes, me'at mid'agel immediately. I'm even sitting in my hand. Mid'agel. Immediately. It comes a little bit, and mid'agel, and this is called keter shel igulim. Right? He says this keter of shel igulim is not really keter, it's the gimel rishonim immediately mitagel. How? He says if you look at the eser sefirot that you have, when the kaf comes into the igul of a keter, comes into the first igul of the keter, which has eser sefirot, first it goes to the keter of the keter. Okay? It goes to the keter of the keter. After it builds the keter of the keter, goes to keter of the keter, immediately has to create a concept called Rosh. We forget this part. It's important. The kav, the igul, the concept of the kav and the igul is to create a parzuf. It's not, the kav doesn't come to this igul for no purpose. It's just the line. As soon as a little bit the line comes into this halal, immediately turns into a rosh. Has to create a rosh first. Because the purpose of the kav is, we said, and he says, Adam Kadmon. We call the kav Adam Kadmon. So it has to have the form of a Adam. So it's not come to open up igul. He's not going to reveal the thing that was in himself. His purpose is to put into this halal a concept that has Rosh, Tov, Vesof. He's not interested to get everything really the way it was in Sof, show whatever it was in Sof.
No.
You follow what he wants? It was not what was in this Sof before. It was Malemichut. Whatever existed was in this place. He took everything out. And he created a space in order to bring about a Parzuf, to establish a main Parzuf called Adam Kadmon. So the first thing this Parzuf requires, he has to make a head. This is important. It's not that are you connected to a calf? Yes. There is a calf, thin calf, calves. It's a like a channel and brings you all the thoughts, everything is connected to you. You are somehow connected to above. And that above is first thing comes and hits you, it makes your Rosh. It hits your Rosh. It hits your head. Thought comes, first everything comes to your head. There is nothing, no beginning, unless it starts from your head. There's no beginning from anywhere else. Even if somebody goes and tickles you at your feet, you don't get it until your head registers it. If your head doesn't register, your rest of the body doesn't know what's going on. Now, we go here, let's see what it is. Sesashar Sefirot HaKeter Yatsa Mitechila HaKav B'chinat Gimel HaSefirot HaRishon Yatsa Mitechila. That means it came to Igur. What it did is Yatsa Mitechila HaKav B'chinat Gimel HaSefirot HaRishon. That means Keter, Chochma Bina.
So the three come together.
These three. First Yatsa, these three. That means did not continue to number 4, 5, 6, 7. There was a stop. They said stop here. What is telling me? That there is a masach. There is something in there that does not allow me to go below number 3. I don't know what, but somehow he's telling me there is a here, pay attention. Up till now, where was the Masach?
Bechina Dalet, all the way down.
Bravo. Now, where is your Bechina Dalet?
Nekudem Seid.
Where is your Nekudem Seid?
When the Rosh or the mouth?
Your mouth.
Okay.
First.
Uh-huh.
Because the Peh is the Malchut of the Rosh. Since Pei is the Malchut of the Rosh, so the Masach is on the first Malchut.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, how is going to capture? This is the Or Chozer, this is the Igul.
Uh-huh.
So, where is in your Rosh? What is in your Rosh? Gimel Rishonim, Chochma Bina Da'at. Keter Chochma Bina. That's your Rosh. And the Malchut is the Pei. So you have a Eser Sefirot Shel Rosh. Because you have a Malchut and your Gimel Rishonim. Now how is going to fill up this Gimel Rishonim here? And how is going to fill up then, continue from the head in order to create the body? It's not just shooting highway to go from Sefirah, Keter, Chokhma, Bina, Malchut. How? Here it is Bechina Dalet. No. The purpose is to create Adam. The Sefirah is not going to move. This Kav is not going to move anywhere unless it creates Adam. His interest is to create an Adam. It's not to re-reveal what was in Ein Sof. That's not his purpose. His purpose is to create Adam in order to be able to la'ativ. So there is no movement of any kind other than to create this Adam. And that's called Tikkun HaOlam. And that's the beginning of it.
What is the concept of Zen being in this context that we talk about.
So now he has to come through a stage to build this Adam. We will see where this Zerampin aspect comes from. It's stages. He has to go through stages to create the head first for this Adam.
But in the head, he said, Mouth is the Malchut, so and then you have the three Kavim.
No, what three Kavim? You have Gimel Rishonim, the first three, that means Keter Chokhmah Binah. Now, how is he going to set up this Keter Chokhmah Binah? How is he going to set up this Keter? What state they are? We know there is a Bitur later on, we know there is a Shevira later on, but right now, no Shevira, no Bitur, no nothing. How he really sets the first head ever, of the first Parsuf ever? How was the first original? Don't we in the whole Tefillot, we say Yamei Kedem? Don't we say Yamei Kedem? Return me to Yamei Kedem. Where is Yamei Kedem? Which is when? Before the sin of Adam. Where this guy is. Before the sin of Adam. That means before Shevira, before Bitur. The closest can be to him is a state that there was no sin. No Masach HaMavdil, Bein Obein. Okay, let's go back again. ונמשך וסובב את העול. ועניין ההמשכה הזו הוא כי בכל ספירה וספירה נמצא את עשר ספירות, שזה נבחן הן בספירה של העשר ספירות דעיגולים. והן בספירה של העשר ספירות דיושר. This continuity is both is in the עיגולים and in the קו. וכשיצא עשר ספירות של הספירות, הספירת הכתר, יצא מתחילה הקו בחינת ג' הספירות הראשונות שלו. Only the first three, that is כתר שנקרא הראש דכתר דיושר. From now on, this is called יושר. Now the first three ספירות are the ספירות of who? That gets revealed. The first three ספירות are which ספירות that they get revealed? Of the Kav. Of the Kav. There is no revelation of the Igulim because the light that is coming through the Kav is doesn't have that intensity of Ein Sof. It's a Kav. It's the Sefirot of it is in Yosher, is one after the other. So what gets revealed is really three Gimel Rishonim Shel HaKav. That means Keter Chokhmah Bina Shel HaKav get revealed. We're not talking Igulim to get revealed. However, Va'erato hitpashet le'sefirat ha'keter de'igulim. So that means Keter, Chochma, Bina of the Kav, where the He'ara that enlightened the Keter of Igulim. Now I want you to repeat that. Keter, Chokhmah, Bina, the Kav, the Yosher, the Kav, where that light, the light came into this Kav, and immediately came into Keter, Chokhmah, Bina of the Kav, immediately, and that enlightened the Keter of the Igulim. Keter of Igulim.
So the Keter of the Kav.
Which light went into Keter of Igulim? Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Kav. Always don't make a differentiation.
The Kav went into and shone on the Keter.
Keter of Igulim. Bravo. It, if you don't say Igulim, you don't know Ben Hu. He says it's Hak Ben Hu.
So it was the Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Kav that enlightened the Keter of the Igulim.
Bravo.
Now those three lights are
okay, there. Now I'm promising in 5 more minutes you will realize what it is about. Okay? Now, come. We go. והכולל גם כן עשר ספירות כנזכר למעלה. Now we know that there is עשר ספירות. It's got to be עשר ספירות. If you enlightened only the gimel ראשונים, which is keter chokma bina, the keter, the complete set has not been revealed. The עשר ספירות has not been revealed. Only the gimel ראשונים has been revealed. והעשר ספירות אלו the keter של העיגולים, מסובבות רק את הגימל ספירות הראשונות של העשר ספירות, the קטר של הקו. Now, this, the second one to remember. עשר ספירות אלו the קטר של עיגולים. There is עשר ספירות של עיגולים של קטר, right?
That's right.
It's עשר ספירות דוד של קטר, מסובבות. What is מסובבות? It's surrounding. We said whoever surrounds whoever is in control of it, in cause of it. So it comes from the Siba, the word Siba, Mesavev. Rak et ha-gimel siferot shel lishonot shel deketer shel ha-kav. Rak gimel siferot ha-lishonot shel eser siferot the keter shel akav. What that means?
מסובבות רק את גימל הספירות הראשונות של עשר ספירות the keter shel akav. That means that these ten ספירות of keter of iguli, which you had Keter and the other Sefirot, מסובבות רק את גימל הספירות הראשונות של עשר ספירות, the Keter של הקו.
Keter של הקו.
They only control or only surround the three of the Kav. But okay. Not the, that means the Kav has above it the other seven?
Now, here we go. Keter of the Kav deals with Keter of Iguli. Remember that. Keter of the Kav has its own Eser Sefirot. Keter of the Igulim has its own Eser Sefirot. Correct? When the light comes into the Kav, it comes only to the Gimel Rishonim Shel Keter of the Kav.
Not the other seven under it.
No.
Below it.
No, just the Gimel Rishonim Shel Keter Shel Akav. Because only right now we are talking about Keter and Keter.
Okay, what he's telling you is that the ten Sefirot of Igulim, they control the three of those, not the other seven.
Ten Sefirot Igulim of Keter of the Igulim. Only Keter of Igulim. Eser Sefirot Shel Keter of Igulim controls, that means Mesovev only Gimel Sefirot Shel Keter of the Yosha. Try it.
As opposed to what?
Try it right now. Can you do that honestly?
I cannot.
Would you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Don't look at pictures.
Right.
Be'emet. More yoter ata mosif, yoter ata gore. Tamin li al ze. Ani hafsadti harbeh anashim. רק בגלל הנוכחות, this comfort zone that you get into thinking that you are getting more than what he is saying. That includes, with all the respect, which is the Talmid Chacham per excellence, his own son. It's, you don't go more than what it is he's saying. It's a stay to his words. His words are important. Okay? Now, let's go the exercise again. You have a kav. The kav has Eser Sefirot Shel Yosher. You have Igulim. It's Eser Sefirot Shel Igulim. Keter of kav deals with the keter of Igulim. That's what it is. Chokhmah of Yosher deals. And when it goes, everybody goes, Keter of the Kav is in the Keter, and Chokhmah of the Kav is in the domain of Chokhmah, and on, all the way to the end. Now we are talking only about the Keter, Sefirah of the Keter of the Kav, of Yosher, and the Keter of Igulim. Says, when the Kav comes, the Or comes into the Kav, goes to the Gimel Rishonim Shel HaKav. And the Gimel Rishonim Shel HaKav, Gimel Rishonim Shel Keter HaKav, is Mesuvav, is surrounded with Eser Sefirot, the Keter of Igulim. Keter of Igulim. Now I would like you to say it by using the word and its adjective. If you say Keter of who? Just define it and go.
But so the Keter of the Kav is consistent.
How many Sefirot it has?
It has 10 Sefirot. The Keter of the Sefirot, the Keter of the Kav, is 10 Sefirot itself.
Right.
Okay. So the Gimel Rishonim of the Keter of the Kav go into the Keter of the Igulim.
Eser Sefirot. Eser Sefirot shel Keter of Igulim. That means Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Kav in lights.
Keter Chokhmah Bina of the Keter of the Igulim.
Eser Sefirot of the Keter of Igulim. Eser Sefirot shel Keter of Igulim.
It does all the 10?
All the 10. Only these 10 are surrounding Mesuvavim, the Gimel Rishonim Sherakav only.
That was my next question.
Only. That means that if this Mesuvav only the first 3, what about the 7 of the Kav? Yeah. They're not
Mashpia.
Not at all, they are disconnected. Why? Because there is a masach on the Kav, because we said Igul doesn't have a masach. Who has a masach?
The Kav.
Up till now, you were under the impression that I got to go all the way down to the Kav, to the Malchut Bichina Dalet, in order to have a masach. But wants the Rav to tell you, no, the Masach is not down there. The first Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph, absolutely no. There is no way you can take your thought straight down to your body. No way. No way. Impossible. Your head gets it, it's a spark, you get an idea, and puffs goes away. Why? Because there is the Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph there. The Masach of Tzimtzum Aleph you don't control. It's embedded, it's enforced from above. It tells you from the Gimel Rishonim, lower you cannot go. And that's why as soon as it comes to my Gimel Rishonim, it's done, finished, puff. It's up to me to make a Mina Uba. We're going to learn. It's up to me what to swallow. The swallowing to bring it down to my body is my decision. I have to go through a tzar. I have to go through Mitzrayim. I have to go through this Garon. I have to go to Kashe Oref. I have to go through Sara Tabachim, Sara Mashemo, Sara Tabachim,
Sara Mashkim,
Sara Ofim. They are the 3 tzinorot. They are the 3 pipes that connects the Rosh into the Guf. So the Masach is there. Where? Right below Choketer Chokhmah Binah. Af the Kav. Masach is only in the Kav. I'm really sorry that the rest of our friends are not here. Because this is the most important. After this, that's it. Then you understand how this light is working. 99.9999, they don't get this. There is no way you can picture this unless you know it word by word. It says it is that the three Gimel Rishonim of the Kav in lies the Eser Sefirot, the Keter of the Igulim. Lama? Because there is a Masach after the Gimel Rishonim. That means Gimel Rishonim are on top of the Masach, Zayin Tachtonim are below the Masach, and the Masach that we talked in the Kli that the Kav has is one type that says absolutely no, and absolutely he means it, there is no way you can take your thoughts straight down to your body, and he means it. And then there is another Masach in your Malchut of Bichina Dalet, the lower section of your body, and that is called the Brit. That's called that we have a Brit. That's a Brit Maor. Over there you have a Masach with your decision. The one on the top is the Masach. That one is the Tzimtzum. Whether you do the Tzimtzum willingly or you don't do willingly, that's at the Brit. That's where it is, the breed. That's why it's a breed. That's Achi Chashuv. That's your breed Da'at. Because the breed of Ma'or connected to breed of Da'at. We will see this. And the most important is to realize that this Tzimtzum Aleph is not in my body. I'm not in control of what's going on. When I say, swallow it, that's it. It's out of my control. That goes through its own process. The Masach is here. It's a peh.
The Or Chozeret goes through a different channel.
How do you capture the idea? You say, I got it. That's your fish net. That's where you catch a fish in the yam, in the head. Not in your body, in the head. That's why four of the most important senses are in your head. They're not in your body. In your body is only the shimush, the ta'am. Even the ta'am is in your mouth. Yeah. Where are you going?
I'm making my course. Don't worry, you carry on.
Wow.
Everybody's getting all this in the...
No. Let's read it again now. And the continuity is this. בכל ספירה וספירה נמצאת עשר ספירות. שזה נבחן בספירה של עשר ספירות דיגולים. This is aspects as well as דיגולים. והם בספירה של עשר ספירות דיושר. And there is a עשר ספירות של יושר. וכשיצאו עשר ספירות של הספירת הכתר, יצא מתחילה הקו בחינת ג' הספירות הראשונות שלו. First it comes zoom, the first three, שנקרא ראש the keter the yosher. ראש the keter the yosher. Listen what he's giving you. He's giving you his father and grandfathers. So you know whom he's talking from what point. Again, he says ספירה של the keter the yosher. והערתו התפשט לספירת הקטר the יגולים. הכולל גם כן עשר סבירות כנזכר. ועשר סבירות אלו דקטר של העיגולים מסובבת רק את הגימל הסבירות הראשונות של העשר סבירות דקטר של הקו. אחר זה, אחרי שנשלמו עשר סבירות דקטר דעיגולים לגמרי, עיגולים לגמרי, אז נתפשט עוד הקו הזה ונמשך מעט, כלומר שהוציאה את הזין הספירות התחתונות שלו. We said only the gimel ראשונים were revealed. What about the cup has to go all the way down? Has to go to its מלכות? We said מלכות is בחינה דלת. You just stopped here. He said, yeah, I know. Still he has to fill up the seven, but we are not discussing how he filled up the seven. But if one day after we tell you how he fills up the seven and it comes to its malchut, but let's assume that reaches his malchut that he will reach, what's going to happen after? He says, להשלים את הכתר בעשר ספירות ביושר, after the עשר ספירות of יושר is completed, באופן שזין הספירות תחתונות, אלו של הכתר הקו, that these seven ספירות of the כתר of the קו, נמשכו למטה, it was continued all the way went down, כלומר שנתאבו ביותר, that means they became, they went through process of aviyut. So what is the purpose of this zain tachtonim? What's the purpose of Zayin Tachtonim?
To reach the reach Malchut.
To produce Aviyut.
Mm-hmm.
In, why suddenly the Gimel Rishonim of the Kav, they, the light went through? Because they were Zach. They were affinity to the Kav. They were very close to an identity of the Igulim. So they got, went through without no problem until there was a Masach and told them, die. That's it. This is the end. Because Zayin Tachtonim is the aspect that is going to increase Aviyut, cause the increasing Aviyut. Why does you have to increase Aviyut? Because I want to cause Hamshacha. If there is no Aviyut, there is no Hamshacha. And the interest of the Keter is what?
There is Hamshacha.
To be Hamshacha, Lashpia. Don't forget, the purpose of all these things was to lashpia, to be a cause, to lativ. So I gotta cause, somebody gotta be there to be mekabel. I want lashpia, but there gotta be a mekabel. So here it continues. כלומר שהוציאה את הזין ספירות התחתונות שלו להשלים את הכתר בעשר ספירות דיושר באופן שזין ספירות תחתונות אלו של הכתר דקו נמשך למטה כלומר נתאבה יותר מכל עשר ספירות דקתר של העיגולים ועל כן על זין ספירות תחתונות אלו אין סביבות עוד שום בחינת עיגול להיות העיגול עליון מהן כלומר זכים מהם וכבר ידעת שהעליון מחברו פירושו זך מחברו always remember the one that is above you is יותר זך ממך what that means if there is a teacher if there is a student the student should want the light that the teacher has more than the teacher I have to feel the lack of what he has, my teacher has. I have to feel the lack to get it. Otherwise, I won't get it. If I go to my teacher and I think I'm somebody, that means I don't have the aviyut necessary. Because I think I'm somebody, so I'm not ready to be poor. If I go like an ani, really, like an ani, that's why you... You don't fool around with your teacher. If you really want to get it, you go beneath him. If you accept him as a teacher, if he's a teacher, that's the only way. This is how he explains. Now, do this, you want to pray right now. And who is your Elio? Who is really your Elio? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to go to him like Ani. He has the whole thing. If there is no Aviyut, you're not going to pull. You say,
God. We're waiting for you.
You keep on saying, I love God, I want God, I want to get close to God, I want to get a buddy. There is too much of Ani. He says, as soon as you say Ani, I'm out. Why Moshe was able to get all the light? Because he got rid of that aspect of who was complete Anav. Now, what do you see in Anav? Well, how do you write Anav?
Ein, Nun, Vav.
Bet.
No, Ein, Nun, Bet.
Bet. Ein, Bet, Av.
Ah.
That gets you, Av, you, that gets you to Nun Sharei Bina. That's to be Anav. That kind of Av, you. This guy says, show me, give me. That's how much of you you need to have. But that means to be enough. That means to be empty. Who do you think you are? Honestly. That to achieve, then all this is yours. It's yours. He gave it to you. He wants to latif all the time. He wants to do it, but you gotta cause that aviut. That's bemet slicha. Baruch Hashem. First of all, ani mudeh lecha. Bemet, if she'eh lecha ad 120 koach lamshich et ha'avodah shelcha. עשר ספירות בכתר של העיגולים ועל כן על זין ספירות תחתונות אלו אין סובבות עוד שום בחינת עיגולים להיות העיגולים עליונים מהם. Says, why doesn't this עיגולים they don't סובב את הזין תחתונים as well, because if the עיגולים would have סובב me, I've done it, I'm revealed. If I reveal my Gimel Rishonim, that the total my Chokhmah Binada, what have I done? I have revealed the Igul. I've revealed, absolutely revealed the whole thing. What is missing? I haven't revealed the Igul. I haven't revealed the truth yet. Igul is the truth. I haven't. It's part of it. And the Torah is that calf that I gotta keep on pulling this calf from Torah, keep on pulling, till all the Igulim gets revealed. Till all the Igulim of Zayin Tachtonim gets revealed. That's why it's a day by day. Why it's Ketzavot? It's six Ketzavot, it says. Shesh Ketzavot is Yom Echad, Yom Sheni, Yom Sheni. It's not continuity. Yes, you turn it over to the next day. What is yesterday? Somehow I slept over and it galgalta. It's turned over. It's, you follow? So the totality is not revealed. We don't know the whole truth. The whole Torah, light of Torah has not come yet. But we are doing what? We are pulling. Who would get up 4 o'clock in the morning to come and study? That's a view. It says, but there is a condition. It says, Lishma or lo Lishma. You can do this lo Lishma. You can do it because of the kavod of it. It's just simply, right? Oh, he says, never mind. You do it lo Lishma, Shma is going to come. That's how powerful the light is. He says, I love you. You did that effort. I'm fine with you. Let's not continue. You want to continue more this?
Yeah,
we have a few moments. Yes? ותאמה דבר תבין על פי המתבעל לעין שהספירות דעיגולים קדמות וחשובות הרבה מהספירות שבקו. Don't forget that the ספירות, which are vessels of עיגולים, by far more important than the ספירות עיגולים של הקו. They are much important. משום שבעיגולים בחינת מסך כלל. Do not forget that in the Igulim there is no aspect of Masach. The concept of Masach, of idea of Masach, was brought into Igulim by who? By the Kav. It's a Chidush. It's a whole new idea. And Sof wasn't any Tzimtzum Aleph. The Tzimtzum Aleph is not something that can be forgotten about. God said, this is my stamp here. And this is the rule he implemented from the above. והנה המסך הזה הנמצא בספירה הקו, this מסך that is in קו, עומד באמצע של הספירה. He says, don't forget, it's עומד באמצע הספירה. What's the אמצע הספירה? Well, is it אמצע?
No.
He is calling it, yes.
He's calling it
the אמצע. The אמצע is not the power. It's not the it says right the אמצע.
Most important.
That's why Nekudaim say. That's why Kavim say. That's why Tiferet. That's why Da'at. What is Dati? Dati is Da'at, Tiferet, Yesod. Kavim say. He says, I want a central column. I'm going to give you Zelo Madze. I want you, boom. That is Zerampi.
How did this end second word? I missed it.
Middle. Middle.
Middle. He called it middle. He says, what are you calling middle? Middle between 10 is between 5 and 5.
Right, but when we say it's
but he says after the 3, the end size is 10.
10. We want 10. He says here we do 10. So do 10 here, 10 there.
Okay?
Yes.
באמצע של הספירה דהיינו בבחינת אחרונה שבראש הספירה. So the מסך, where it stands, it's a בחינה אחרונה של הראש, the מסך is there. Now you want to look where your מסך is? That's why לשון הרע is not accepted. Because, wow, because it's a מסך. You go to Mitzrayim because of the מסך. You go to Galut because of the Masach. To get out of the Galut is because of the Masach. There's nothing you can do about it. Because that's the force was given from above to below. Dictates. We said, who dictates how much Ratzon Lekabel? The above to the below. The Chomer of below comes from the Malchut of the above. So Malchut of Ensof dictated where the Masach is going to be. It says Be'emsa, Gimel Lishonu, Keter Chochma Bina. That's where the Masach is. That's where we stop.
We carry after Tefillah.
Shalom al Kol Yisrael.
No, after Tefillah we carry on. David's coming.
What time we are finishing?
Shalom.
Shalom.
We start 6, we finish 6:40.
Today's early at 7:45.
Then we start. There's no...